Dr. Havadir now dictating a kind note. Ola Williams, O-L-A, last name W-I-L-L-I-E-M-S, birthday 12-16-48, dictation 8-30-24. Patient presents with a history of follow-up on injury to left hip. Excuse me. With a history of injury to left knee. 2 days ago, was walking, thinks she may have twisted her body and hurt knee without falling. Now with pain, full range of motion, and weight bearing. Putting back. Weight bearing front and back. Review of symptoms, non-contributory, past history. Has a history of right calf tenderness for the past 3 months. Given pain pills by PCP without known further evaluation. Social family history, non-contributory, physical exams, no appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, extremities. And then 1+ tenderness to left infrapatellar and left lateral knee with painful range of motion. Also 1+ tenderness to right proximal thigh. Remain here in the extremity exam within normal limits. Neurovascular exam within normal limits. Scan within normal limits. Head within normal limits. Neck supple without masses. Lungs clear all fixation percussion. Heart rate rhythm without murmurs or gallop. Neck supple without masses. Patient had x-ray of left knee, including right and both right and left knee. Noted osteophytes present in inferior surface. Impressions, apparent sprain to left knee. Questionable proximal groin. Patient treated with a rice, moisty, limited ambulation, given dexamethasone with Medrol, dose pack, recommended knee stabilization. Necessary. Also given prescription for meloxicam to take for extended period with recommended to follow with PCP, consideration of seeing an orthopedist. Also recommended ultrasounds of right calf, which apparently haven't been done, although they were done about a year ago with similar problems. With additional diagnosis of myalgia right calf by history. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.